I was wondering if you could maybe say a few words about how to, I don't know, cope emotionally with everything that's happened on October 7th and since. I mean, I think everyone is in Israel is just still traumatized. I mean, this is like an ongoing event, and everybody's like so emotionally unstable here.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
And
clear.
it's just like being on I don't know, like a active volcano or something. We're not even in the like post-trauma phase. We're still in the trauma phase. It's like an ongoing event, and just everybody's a wreck. Everyone I know, everyone, myself. And everyone is kind of in this like survival mode on one hand, and then just like completely numb on the other end. So maybe you could say a few things about,
Yeah,
that.
well, what I would say, I mean, just as you are doing, you all are doing by finding like-minded people to as a support and a sense of helping each other through this, because that's a it is a it's a terrible situation, and is still incredibly uncertain, and so that, but again, within the uncertainty and within the gravity of the situation, there are still some fundamental perspectives to be reminding ourselves of, is that again, it's just, as human beings, we respond to kindness, and yes, there is a lot of cruelty and in the world, and you can't sort of close your eyes to it, but you also can't let your attention be hijacked by that all the time. It's important to be directing attention to things, and things that are supportive, like refuges, like precepts, like generosity, like kindness, like the sense of being able to draw close to other people's goodness. So that fundamental goodness that we all appreciate is something that is very human, and we can pay attention. It's not that there's that you're trying to blot out the rest of it, because it's there, but what we want to be allowing the mind or encouraging the mind to be attending to and settling on, is our, these human, very human qualities of goodness, and knowing that okay, the world is around us is completely chaotic, and how can it be like this? I mean, on not such a dire level, but still extremely concerning. I mean, America is in a complete mess as it is, and you wonder how can people think like this? But the reality is, yeah, there's this extraordinary range of human delusion and human confusion that exists, but as evidenced by this gathering, there are people who are interested and cherish peace, interested and cherish support and generosity, encouraging each other. And I think just to be able to draw close to each other in these ways. And sometimes you don't have to say anything or do anything special, but just it doesn't have to be spectacular, but just the presence of others who are committed to the skillful, to the wholesome, is it really uplifts the heart, and to find different ways, and of course, just as there is today, as online resources are since say COVID, the online resources have really multiplied, so that there's lots available that can be supportive, support and encouragement in these times, and to like consciously directing attention to refuges, to virtues. We understand, yeah, this is my value. This is my what I see as important. A dedication of blessings. It's not empty, because it addresses something that is very universal and is has the Buddha laid down these teachings 2,600 years ago, and the reason why they still are available to us today is because human beings have resonated with it and find that this is where peace truly is. This is where the heart finds a place of solace. And so but it does take that little bit of effort to draw close to like-minded people as best one can. Having Kalyana Mitta is really important.